Just one
I think you should do Bloom and then you should do one of the slower ones, like
yeah,
the
Ghost
or Codex or something, just yeah. Or the Daily Mail, you know, or do the Daily Mail to get back into your. Oh, but yeah, that's it.
Hello. Wow. What a good cut. Hi, everyone listening. Shoutcast tells me zero of you. So I guess I'm just... Oh, seven. Whoa. Okay. That was... All right. I'm a little finicky, I guess. So I guess I'm not shouting into the void. Hello. My name is Jamie. I'm a DJ here at WMFO. I'm filling in for Funky Uncles for Joe. For Funky Uncles, which is usually the show at this time. I will be doing an hour of music. I'm taking a break from doing a show this semester, but I've been with the station for a while, and it's always good to come back and do a DJ spot every once in a while. It's good to keep the mind fresh, you know, not forget how to answer the phones and whatnot. Yeah, so that was Radiohead with Bloom, live from the basement. That song is originally off of The King of Limbs, which is their latest studio album, hopefully not for long. Their latest studio album, which came out in 2011, and then I think, yeah, the year after that they released a video album thing called King of Limbs Live from the Basement, which they played songs from King of Limbs and some extra songs too. They played them live, and they added a lot of extra instrumentation. And to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of I'm a huge Radiohead fan, which I'll get to in a second. But I'm not a huge fan of the King of Limbs. But I am a huge fan of the King of Limbs Live from the Basement. I think the arrangements and the recording just gives a whole new life to the song, to, you know, the songs, including Bloom. Although Bloom is a great cut on the King of Limbs, still a great album. Still a good album in my opinion. Yeah, so I highly recommend King of Limbs Live of the Basement. So I have an hour to mess around in here, and I thought there's something I've been wanting to do for a while. I've always wanted to do an hour of Radiohead because they're my favorite band, and I thought, you know, why not? So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play an hour of Radiohead music. And if you've never listened to them, if you've never heard Radiohead before, now might not be the best. To start, because I'm going to play a bunch of mostly B-sides and live stuff that's not, that not a lot of people, or fewer people have heard. I just recently started getting to their B-sides and other material that they have, and it's very good. It's very good. A lot of the singles they released that didn't make it onto studio albums, still fantastic. There's a saying that's like, in regards to a certain song, where it's like, if any band made this, I think it might have been the next song I'm going to play, there, it's like, if Radiohead... Or sorry, if any other band who wrote the song, this would be the best thing, part of their career. For Radiohead, it was just a Thursday. So yeah, I'm gonna play some more obscure Radiohead songs. Hope you enjoy. But first, there are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. Saves lives. It's called MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die every day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from MatchingDonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now, without further ado, let's hop on the Radiohead train and chugga chugga down to Funtown.
Shower.
Radiohead on 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was Radiohead with Cut Tooth, a B-side off of Amnesiac. Freaking amazing song. Man, there's some really, really good B-sides on Amnesiac, which just goes to show how much good music they make, because, you know, Kid A was, or music for Amnesiac was made with the Kid A sections, and Amnesiac is right up there with Kid A, almost up there with Kid A, in my opinion. And then they still have all these great songs left over. So I think it's a real testament to how much they really put into the music. Before that, these are my Twisted Words, a single that came out after In Rainbow, or after In Rainbows. Separately from that, and then before that, Down is the New Up, which was an In Rainbows Disc 2 track, and more coming up. Here's a new here's a live version of a more recent song, which will hopefully be on LP9, the 9th LP, which is coming up. But you know, it might not be, but a man can dream. More Radiohead.
Long to see.
Radiohead on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm Jamie. That was Radiohead with Spectre, a single they released on Christmas Day, which was a fantastic Christmas present. Because that song was originally written for the new James Bond film Spectre. They were asked to make a song for it. They made a song for it. It wasn't chosen because Sam Smith's song was chosen, which I'm biased, but you know. But Sam Smith's song was chosen, but then they decided to release it anyway. The song, anyway, because it's a great song. It's so good, and I'm really glad they put that out. Before that, Gagging Order off the Comlag EP. Also, I think a B-side to Hail to the Thief. Really, really beautiful acoustic tune. And then before that, Identikit, a live version of Identikit, because there's no studio version yet, which I'm dying to hear. I am dying to hear a studio version. I can only dream, you know. God, I can't wait till LP9. I'm so, so eager. Anyway, more Radiohead, because why not? Here's another live track, a live version of actually a studio song they did, but it's a little different. Yeah, hope you enjoy it. Radiohead with Super Collider, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Super Collider off of their 2011 EP Super Collider / The Butcher, which contained those two songs, respectively. Yeah, that's fun fact. That's their longest song. It's 7 minutes. That is their longest song, I think. Not counting live stuff that they might have done, or I think that's their live or their longest studio recording. I think their longest on a studio album is or full studio album is Paranoid Android. But this that's around 6 minutes, I think. This one is 7. So there's a fun Radiohead fact for you to wrap things up. Yeah, that's it for me. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're listening currently, if you listen all the way through, if you're just tuning in, stay tuned to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Don't think anyone's up next, but we all have great music as always playing here and always. I would say that I have a show, but I don't this semester, but unfortunately for me, I don't have a show this semester. Well, it was my choice, but I don't have a show this semester. But yeah, and if you've been listening and, you know, you like what you hear, you like this Radiohead stuff, I highly recommend getting into their albums first, their full-length albums first. Not, you know, getting past that Creep song everyone's talking about. Getting into the summer stuff, and then get into the summer of their lesser known stuff. There's a ton of music they've released that I'm still going through, even after being a fan for years. I didn't play anything from the Bends B-sides. There's a lot of fantastic Bends B-sides. I regret not playing something from that. But, you know, only got so much time. I tried to plan this out the best I can. And, you know, I had a good time. I was belting some of the lyrics pretty loud, trying to be like old Tom York. Didn't work. Not always successful, but you know what? It's fun to try. Yep, that's it for me. We're going to play with one last Radiohead song. Really beautiful Radiohead song, a B-side off of OK Computer. Until next time, I'm Jamie. Stay tuned to WMFO Medford. Yeah.
don't mind other guys dancing with my girl. That's fine, I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out in the light. Better leave her behind with the kids are alright. The kids are alright.
Disguised as lust, here in our bed until the morning comes.